Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled, If I Can't Have Him, She Can't. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1, The Breaking Point. The rain lashed against the windowpane, a relentless drumbeat that seemed to echo Michael Harrington's chaotic thoughts. He sat at his desk, staring at the screen of his phone, where a simple message lay unsent. We need to talk. For 2 years, he had lived a double life. On the surface, he was the perfect husband to Samantha, a loving partner, steady provider, and dependable man. But beneath that facade lay a web of lies, a secret that threatened to destroy everything he held dear. Her name was Vanessa Monroe. Michael's affair with Vanessa had begun like any other forbidden romance. Innocent conversations at first, stolen glances, and eventually nights of passion. But what started as a fleeting distraction had grown into a suffocating trap. Vanessa wasn't just a fling. She was a storm, beautiful, wild, and uncontrollable. And now Michael had finally reached his breaking point. He typed the words again, "We need to talk." His thumb hovered over the send button, hesitation gnawing at his resolve. He knew Vanessa wouldn't take this lightly. She wasn't the type of woman to let go. She thrived on control, manipulation, and knowing that she owned him in ways no one else ever could. He pressed send. For a moment, Michael allowed himself to breathe. He leaned back in his chair, running a hand through his hair. But before he could settle, his phone vibrated in his hand. A new message appeared on the screen. "You don't get to decide when this stops. Meet me tonight. Or else." His stomach dropped. Vanessa's words weren't just a threat, they were a promise. He could hear her voice in his head, sweet and venomous all at once. She had warned him before, hadn't she? "If you think you can leave me, Michael, think again. I won't let you go." The memory sent a shiver down his spine. But this time, he couldn't let her win. He had made a decision. He was done with the lies, the guilt, and the constant fear of being found out. He needed to put an end to it. Upstairs, the creak of the bedroom door reminded him of what he stood to lose. Samantha was asleep, unaware of the turmoil raging in her husband's heart. She had been nothing but good to him, kind, loyal, and unwavering in her love. How had he let himself stray so far from the man she deserved? Michael stood and grabbed his coat. He paused at the foot of the stairs, glancing up at the closed bedroom door. "I'm doing this for you, Samantha. For us." Then, without another word, he stepped into the night. The drive to Vanessa's apartment felt longer than usual, the rain slashing against his windshield like needles. The city streets were nearly deserted, their usual chaos replaced by an eerie stillness. Michael gripped the steering wheel tightly, his mind racing. He had rehearsed what he would say, but now, as he neared her building, his confidence wavered. Vanessa wouldn't make this easy. She never did. Her apartment was in one of those sleek high-rises that seemed more like a statement than a home. As Michael parked his car and approached the entrance, he felt a pang of dread. He had been here too many times before, always under the cover of darkness, always with the same mix of guilt and exhilaration. But tonight, the exhilaration was gone. He knocked on the door, his heart pounding in his chest. Moments later, Vanessa opened it. She was stunning, as always. Dressed in a silk robe that clung to her curves, her dark hair cascading over her shoulders, she looked like a goddess. But her eyes, those sharp, calculating eyes, told a different story. They burned with an intensity that made Michael's throat tighten. "You finally decided to show up," she said, her voice smooth and seductive. She stepped aside, letting him in. "I was starting to think you were avoiding me." Michael didn't bother with pleasantries. He stepped inside, the tension between them palpable. "We need to talk," he said, his tone firm. Her smile faltered, but only for a moment. She closed the door behind him and leaned against it, crossing her arms. "Talk then." He took a deep breath. "This has to stop, Vanessa. It's over. I can't do this anymore." For a moment, silence hung in the air, heavy and suffocating. Then Vanessa laughed, a soft, bitter sound that sent chills down Michael's spine. "Stop. Over?" she repeated, her voice dripping with disbelief. "Michael, we're not playing a game. You don't just call time out and walk away." "It's not a game," he said, trying to keep his voice steady. "I've made mistakes, big ones. But I need to fix them. I need to fix things with Samantha." Vanessa's smile twisted into something cruel. She took a step closer, her eyes narrowing. "And what about me? What about everything we've been through? You think you can just throw me away like trash? Michael shook his head. It's not like that. You deserve someone who can give you what you want. But that's not me. It never was. Her expression darkened. You don't get to decide that, she hissed. You don't get to walk away from me. Not after everything I've done for you. Vanessa, please, Michael said, his voice tinged with desperation. I'm sorry. But this has to end. Her hand shot out, grabbing his wrist with surprising force. Her nails dug into his skin as she leaned in, her voice dropping to a dangerous whisper. If you think this is over, you're wrong, she said. Her lips curled into a chilling smile. If I can't have you, she can't either. Michael yanked his arm free, his pulse racing. He stared at her, stunned, before backing toward the door. You're not serious. She didn't respond. She just stood there, her eyes cold and unblinking, watching him as he left. The rain was relentless as Michael drove home, his hands gripping the steering wheel like a lifeline. His mind was a whirlwind of fear and regret. He had thought ending the affair would be the hard part, but now he realized the real danger was only beginning. Vanessa wasn't the type to let go, and Michael had no idea just how far she was willing to go to prove it. Chapter 2: Secrets Unraveled. The morning light crept through the kitchen window, casting golden beams over the polished countertops. Samantha Harrington stood at the stove, humming a soft tune as she flipped pancakes. She was in her element, the warmth of the kitchen matching the warmth of her personality, radiant, calm, and nurturing. Michael shuffled into the kitchen, looking disheveled. His shirt was wrinkled, and his eyes were rimmed with exhaustion. He paused at the doorway, watching Samantha move effortlessly through their shared space. Guilt pricked at him like a needle. He had spent the night thinking about Vanessa's chilling words, wondering if he had underestimated her obsession. Samantha turned her head slightly, sensing his presence. Good morning, sleepyhead, she teased, her voice light and teasing. Long night. Michael forced a smile as he walked over to the coffee pot. Yeah, couldn't sleep, he muttered, pouring himself a mug of coffee. She glanced at him from the corner of her eye, her movements slowing. You've been restless all week, she said, her tone shifting slightly. What's going on, Michael? Her question hit harder than it should have, but Michael had anticipated it. He had been distant lately, and Samantha, perceptive as always, had picked up on it. It's just work, he replied, taking a sip of his coffee. A lot going on. Samantha wasn't convinced. She turned off the stove, plating the pancakes and setting them on the table. Then she sat across from Michael, folding her hands neatly on the table. Her hazel eyes searched his face. Michael, she said gently, we've been married for 15 years. I know when something's wrong. Michael avoided her gaze, focusing on the steam rising from his coffee. Before he could formulate a response, his phone vibrated on the counter. The sound cut through the room like a knife. Samantha turned her head toward the phone. Work calling already? She asked with a raised brow, trying to keep the mood light. Michael's pulse quickened. He stood abruptly and grabbed the phone, his movements hurried and awkward. The message on the screen made his blood run cold. Miss me yet? Vanessa's text was a ticking time bomb. Michael flipped the phone over, hiding the screen. Yeah, he said quickly, his voice tight. Something like that. Samantha watched him with a puzzled expression, her suspicion quietly mounting. Are you sure it's just work? Of course, Michael said, forcing a chuckle that didn't quite reach his eyes. He sat back down and took another long sip of his coffee, but the tension in his shoulders betrayed him. Samantha didn't press further, but her gaze lingered on him as she started eating her breakfast. Something wasn't right, and she wasn't going to ignore it. Michael left for work earlier than usual, desperate to get some space and clear his head. The drive to the office was a blur, Vanessa's message replaying in his mind like a broken record. He hadn't responded to her texts since their confrontation the night before, hoping she'd lose interest if he stayed silent. But Vanessa wasn't the type to let things go. In her sleek apartment, Vanessa reclined on her couch, a glass of wine in one hand and her phone in the other. She stared at Michael's name on the screen, her lips curling into a sly smile. You think you can ignore me? She murmured to herself, her voice low and venomous. You belong to me, Michael. Not her. She typed another message. Tell her now, or I will. Her thumb hovered over the send button, savoring the power she held over him. When she finally pressed it, her smile widened. She could almost feel Michael's panic through the phone. Vanessa stood, walking to the full-length mirror in her bedroom. She studied her reflection, tilting her head slightly. She was beautiful, radiant, even, but there was something unsettling in her eyes. Her beauty masked the darkness inside, a truth she had come to embrace. If she thinks she can have him, she's wrong, Vanessa said to her reflection. Her voice was calm, almost soothing. If I can't have him, no one can. That evening, Samantha returned home with groceries. As she carried the bags to the front door, she paused, glancing over her shoulder. The street was quiet, almost too quiet. She shook off the uneasy feeling and unlocked the door, stepping inside. Michael was in the living room, pacing. He looked up when she entered, his expression tense. "Hey," she said, setting the bags on the counter. "I got your favorite wine. Thought we could have a nice dinner tonight." "Yeah," Michael replied absently. "Sure." Samantha studied him for a moment. His distracted demeanor had become a pattern, and she was growing tired of it. "All right, enough," she said, walking over to him. "What's going on with you?" Michael froze. "What do you mean?" "You've been distant for weeks," Samantha said, crossing her arms. "It's more than just work, isn't it?" Michael's jaw tightened. "I told you it's work." Samantha stepped closer, her tone softening. "Michael, I'm your wife. You don't have to keep things from me. Whatever it is, we can handle it together." For a moment, Michael looked at her, and the weight of his secrets threatened to crush him. He wanted to tell her, to confess everything and beg for her forgiveness. But before he could say a word, his phone buzzed again. Both of them looked at it. "Aren't you going to get that?" Samantha asked, her voice edged with suspicion. "It's nothing," Michael said quickly. He grabbed the phone and glanced at the screen. Vanessa's latest message sent a chill down his spine. "TikTok, Michael. Time's running out." Michael turned off the phone and stuffed it into his pocket. "It's just work," he said, forcing a smile. "Nothing important." But Samantha wasn't convinced. She watched him walk away, her mind racing. Something wasn't adding up, and she was determined to find out what it was. In her apartment, Vanessa stood by the window, sipping her wine as the city lights twinkled in the distance. She glanced at her phone one last time, satisfied with the chaos she had sown. "If I can't have him," she whispered to herself, her voice filled with quiet menace, "she can't either." Her laughter echoed softly through the empty room, a chilling prelude to what was to come. Chapter 3, The Web Tightens. The tension in the Harrington household was palpable. Days passed, but the unease between Michael and Samantha only grew. Samantha had always trusted her husband implicitly, but now, she couldn't shake the feeling that he was hiding something. And Michael's erratic behavior only fed her suspicions. Michael, meanwhile, felt like he was living on borrowed time. Every text from Vanessa was another reminder of the danger he had invited into his life. He ignored her messages, hoping she'd grow tired and leave him alone. But he knew deep down that Vanessa wasn't going to back down. Harrington residence. It was late, and the house was quiet. Samantha sat in the living room, a glass of wine in her hand, staring blankly at the flickering TV. Michael was upstairs, supposedly working, but she knew better. She had seen the way he flinched whenever his phone buzzed. The way he'd grab it, turn away, and quickly put it down. Something was wrong, and Samantha was determined to figure out what. She drained the last of her wine and stood, heading for the stairs. As she approached Michael's office, she heard the faint sound of his voice. She paused outside the door, her heart pounding. Michael's office. Michael sat at his desk, phone pressed to his ear. His voice was low but tense. "Vanessa, I told you. It's over." Samantha's breath hitched. Her hands clenched into fists as she leaned closer, straining to hear. "No, you don't get to threaten me," Michael hissed. "If you so much as..." He stopped abruptly, his face pale. Vanessa's voice on the other end was calm, calculated, and dripping with venom. "You don't get to make demands, Michael. You made your choice when you came to me. Now you're going to face the consequences." Michael's grip tightened on the phone. "Leave Samantha out of this." Vanessa laughed softly. "Oh, Michael. It's a little late for that." The line went dead. Michael slammed the phone down, his chest heaving. He ran his hands through his hair, his mind racing. He didn't notice the sound of footsteps retreating down the hall. Harrington bedroom. Samantha lay in bed, staring at the ceiling. Her mind replayed Michael's conversation over and over. Vanessa. Who is she? How long had this been going on? Her stomach churned as the realization hit her. Her husband had been unfaithful. But this wasn't just an affair. It was something darker, something dangerous. Samantha didn't know who Vanessa was, but she could feel the threat in her name, like a shadow creeping into her home. She turned onto her side, glancing at Michael, who lay beside her, his back turned. He was tense, his breathing uneven. Samantha closed her eyes, her heart heavy with anger and hurt. She would confront him, but not yet. Not until she had more answers. City Park. Vanessa sat on a bench, her phone in her hand. The early morning sun glinted off her dark sunglasses, but her expression was anything but serene. She scrolled through the photos on her phone, pictures of Michael and Samantha, taken from a distance. She had followed them for weeks, learning their routines, their habits. She knew everything there was to know about them. Her lips curled into a smile as she tapped on a photo of Samantha walking out of a grocery store. Her finger hovered over the screen before she typed a message. "Beautiful wife you have, Michael. Shame if something happened to her." She hit send. Harrington residence. Michael was in the kitchen, pouring himself a cup of coffee, when his phone buzzed. He glanced at the screen and froze. Vanessa's message sent a chill down his spine. His hand trembled as he opened it. "Beautiful wife you have, Michael. Shame if something happened to her." His stomach dropped. He looked up, his eyes darting toward the living room where Samantha sat, flipping through a magazine. She looked so calm, so unaware. And now, because of him, she was in danger. Michael quickly typed a response, "Leave her alone. This is between us." Vanessa's reply was instant. "It's between all of us now." Michael's hands clenched into fists. He had to end this, once and for all. Harrington residence. That night, Samantha confronted him. She had waited long enough. "Michael, we need to talk," she said, her voice firm. She stood in the living room, arms crossed, watching him closely. Michael hesitated, his mind scrambling for an excuse. "What about?" "Don't play dumb," Samantha snapped. "I heard you last night. On the phone. Who is Vanessa?" Michael's blood ran cold. He opened his mouth to respond, but no words came out. Samantha took a step closer, her voice rising. "How long has this been going on? How long have you been lying to me?" "It's not what you think," Michael said weakly, but Samantha cut him off. "Don't you dare lie to me, Michael. I know there's more to this than just an affair." "Who is she?" Michael's shoulders sagged. He couldn't keep the truth from her any longer. "She's someone I made a mistake with," he said quietly. "But it's over, I swear." Samantha's eyes burned with anger and hurt. "If it's over, then why does she feel comfortable threatening you?" "Threatening me?" Michael looked at her, stunned. "What?" Samantha pulled out her phone, showing him a message she had received earlier that day. "Your husband isn't who you think he is. Be careful, Samantha." Michael's hands shook as he stared at the message. Vanessa was escalating. She wasn't just targeting him anymore. She was coming after Samantha. Vanessa's apartment. Vanessa sat in her darkened living room, a glass of wine in her hand and a wicked smile on her lips. She knew Michael would break eventually. He always did. And Samantha? She was just collateral damage. Vanessa picked up her phone, scrolling through her messages. She had planted the seeds of doubt, and now all she had to do was wait. "If I can't have him," she whispered to herself, her voice laced with venom, "she can't either." Chapter 4. The disappearance. The house was eerily quiet when Samantha woke up. She reached out instinctively, but Michael's side of the bed was empty. Again, it had become a pattern over the past few weeks. The late night pacing. The hushed phone calls. The emotional distance that was growing like a chasm between them. As Samantha made her way downstairs, she noticed Michael's car was gone. She tried calling him, but it went straight to voicemail. A knot of anxiety tightened in her chest. Something was wrong, she could feel it. Michael sat in his car, parked in front of his office building. He hadn't slept. The weight of Vanessa's threats bore down on him like a crushing tide. Her messages had grown increasingly sinister, each one more alarming than the last. "Tick-tock, Michael. You can't protect her forever. Do you know where she is right now?" "I do." Michael slammed his fist against the steering wheel, cursing under his breath. He had to figure out a way to stop Vanessa before things spiraled completely out of control. But he didn't know where to start. Vanessa had him cornered, and every move he made only seemed to tighten her grip. The park late morning. Samantha went for a jog to clear her head. The crisp air and rhythmic sound of her sneakers on the pavement helped her focus. But even as she tried to push the thoughts of Michael and Vanessa to the back of her mind, a sense of unease lingered. She paused near a bench to catch her breath, glancing around. The park was unusually empty, the silence unsettling. She was about to continue her run when she noticed a black sedan parked on the side of the road. The windows were tinted, making it impossible to see inside. Something about the car felt off. It had been following her. Her heart raced as she started jogging again, picking up speed. She darted onto a side path, hoping to lose whoever might be watching her. But the feeling of being followed didn't go away. Vanessa sat behind the wheel, her eyes locked on Samantha as she ran. She tapped her fingers on the steering wheel, a small, satisfied smile playing on her lips. "She thinks she's clever," Vanessa muttered to herself. "But she's just a pawn." She started the engine, pulling onto the path that ran parallel to Samantha's route. The park continuous. Samantha's breathing grew heavier as she pushed herself harder, the adrenaline coursing through her veins. She didn't dare look back, but she could hear the faint hum of an engine behind her. Her instincts screamed at her to run faster. Then she saw it, a small trail that led deeper into the wooded area. Without thinking, she veered off the main path and sprinted into the trees. The branches scratched at her arms and face, but she didn't care. All she wanted was to get away. The sound of the car faded, replaced by the rustling of leaves and the pounding of her own heartbeat. Samantha slowed to a stop, leaning against a tree to catch her breath. She fumbled for her phone, her hands shaking. As she pulled it out of her pocket, she realized with a sinking feeling that she had no signal. Before she could process her next move, a shadow moved behind her. Vanessa pulls a gun on Samantha and takes her away. Vanessa stood in her living room, staring at the small, unconscious figure sprawled on the floor. Samantha's face was pale, her wrists bound with zip ties. Vanessa circled her like a predator, her smile growing wider. "Look at you," she said softly. "So perfect. So clueless." She crouched beside Samantha, brushing a strand of hair from her face. "You didn't deserve him, you know. You never did." Vanessa stood and walked to her desk, where her phone sat. She opened the camera app, framing Samantha in the shot. With a click, she snapped a photo. A moment later, she sent the image to Michael with a message. "She's with me. Come alone, or she doesn't leave alive." Michael's office. Michael's phone buzzed on his desk. He hesitated before picking it up, dread coiling in his stomach. When he saw the message, his world crumbled. The photo of Samantha was unmistakable. She was bound and unconscious, lying on what looked like a concrete floor. Michael's hands trembled as he read Vanessa's message. His chest tightened, and his vision blurred with panic. "She's with me. Come alone, or she doesn't leave alive." He grabbed his keys, his mind racing. There was no time to call the police. Vanessa had made that clear. If he wanted to save Samantha, he'd have to play by Vanessa's rules. Vanessa's apartment. Michael arrived at Vanessa's building under the cover of darkness. His heart pounded as he climbed the stairs, each step heavier than the last. When he reached her door, he paused, his hand hovering over the doorknob. Taking a deep breath, he pushed the door open. The room was dimly lit, shadows dancing across the walls. Michael stepped inside, his eyes scanning the space for any sign of Samantha. His voice was hoarse as he called out, "Vanessa, where is she?" Vanessa appeared from the shadows, her face calm and composed. She held a glass of wine in one hand, her other resting on the back of the chair where Samantha sat, still bound and gagged. "She's right here," Vanessa said, her tone light, almost playful. "Safe and sound, for now." Michael's fists clenched. "Let her go." Vanessa raised an eyebrow. "Why should I? You didn't think you could just walk away from me, did you?" "Vanessa, this is insane," Michael said, his voice breaking. "She has nothing to do with this. This is between you and me." Vanessa laughed, a sound that sent chills down Michael's spine. "Oh, Michael. It was never just about you. It's about what you took from me. The time. The promises. The lies." She leaned closer to Samantha, her smile turning sinister. "And now, she's going to pay the price." Chapter 5, A Deadly Ultimatum. The room was filled with a suffocating tension, thick enough to choke on. Michael stood frozen near the door, his eyes locked on Samantha. She was tied to a chair, her face pale but alive. Relief washed over him for a split second before Vanessa's presence pulled him back into the nightmare. Vanessa stood behind Samantha, one hand resting on her shoulder, the other gripping a small knife. Her expression was calm, composed, but her eyes burned with a madness that made Michael's blood run cold. "She doesn't belong here, Michael," Vanessa said, her voice smooth and venomous. "This was supposed to be our story, not hers." Michael took a cautious step forward, his hands raised in a placating gesture. "Vanessa, listen to me. Let her go. We can talk about this, just the two of us." Vanessa's smile widened, a sharp, predatory grin. "The time for talking is over. I warned you what would happen if you tried to leave me. But you didn't listen." "Please," Michael said, his voice cracking. "You don't have to do this. I made mistakes, I know that. But Samantha, she's innocent. She has nothing to do with this. Vanessa's eyes flashed with anger. Innocent? Do you think she's innocent, Michael? She's the one who stole you from me. She's the one who gets to go to bed every night knowing she's your wife while I'm left with nothing. Michael's heart pounded as he took another step closer. Vanessa, I was wrong. I shouldn't have led you on, and I'm sorry. But this isn't the way to fix it. Let Samantha go, and we can figure this out. Vanessa tilted her head, studying him. For a moment, she seemed to consider his words. Then her grip on the knife tightened, and her smile vanished. You don't get to bargain with me, she said coldly. This isn't about fixing things. This is about justice. You broke my heart, Michael. And now, I'm going to break yours. Samantha's eyes darted between Michael and Vanessa, her breath quick and shallow through the gag. Her wrists strained against the zip ties, but the plastic dug into her skin with every movement. She wanted to scream, to fight, but she knew that one wrong move could push Vanessa over the edge. Michael's gaze met hers, and in that fleeting moment, Samantha saw the anguish in his eyes. She didn't know the full story, but she knew enough. Michael had lied to her, betrayed her, and now they were both paying the price. Michael's plea. Michael took another step forward, his voice desperate. Vanessa, you don't want to do this. You're not a killer. Vanessa laughed, the sound cold and sharp. Oh, Michael. You don't know what I'm capable of. She moved closer to Samantha, pressing the blade lightly against her neck. Samantha flinched, her eyes wide with terror. Michael froze, his hands trembling at his sides. Don't, he said, his voice barely above a whisper. Please, Vanessa. I'll do anything. Just don't hurt her. Vanessa's eyes narrowed. Anything? Yes, Michael said quickly. Anything you want. Just let her go. Vanessa smiled again, but it was a cruel, calculating expression. Fine. I'll let her go, on one condition. What is it? Michael asked, his voice shaking. Vanessa stepped away from Samantha, circling Michael like a predator stalking its prey. You leave her. For good. No more lies, no more games. You leave her and come back to me. Michael's stomach twisted. Vanessa, I can't. You can, Vanessa interrupted, her voice sharp. And you will. Or she dies. The choice. Michael stared at Vanessa, his mind racing. He couldn't leave Samantha. But if he refused, Vanessa would kill her. He felt trapped, suffocated by the weight of his choices. Samantha's muffled voice broke through his thoughts. She was shaking her head, her eyes pleading with him. He didn't need to hear the words to know what she was saying. Don't do it. Michael's chest tightened. He looked back at Vanessa, who was watching him with a mixture of amusement and anticipation. She was enjoying this, savoring every second of his torment. I'll do it, Michael said finally, his voice hollow. Just let her go. Vanessa's smile returned, triumphant. Good. I knew you'd see things my way. She walked over to Samantha and cut the zip ties with a quick flick of her knife. Samantha gasped, her hands flying to her wrists as she ripped off the gag. Vanessa stepped back, watching them with a smug expression. Samantha stood shakily, her eyes burning with anger and betrayal. Michael, no, she said, her voice hoarse. You can't. It's the only way, Michael said, cutting her off. He couldn't bear to look at her. Just go. Get out of here. Samantha turned to Vanessa, her voice trembling with fury. If you think this is over, you're wrong. I'll make sure you pay for this. Vanessa smirked. Oh, sweetheart, you're not in any position to make threats. You should be thanking me. I'm letting you walk out of here alive. Samantha's fists clenched, but she said nothing. She turned to Michael, her eyes filled with tears. You don't have to do this, she said softly. Michael didn't respond. He couldn't. The pain in her voice was too much to bear. Suspenseful escape. Samantha left the apartment, her legs weak, but determined to survive. She didn't look back, her mind racing with thoughts of revenge and escape. Vanessa let her go, confident in her victory. But the moment the door closed, Michael realized his nightmare was far from over. Vanessa was still there, her obsession burning brighter than ever. You made the right choice, Vanessa said, stepping closer to him. Now we can finally be together. Michael forced a smile, masking the dread in his heart. He knew he couldn't stay. He had to find a way to stop Vanessa, for good. Chapter 6, Samantha's Nightmare. The cold air hit Samantha's face as she stumbled out of Vanessa's apartment. Her wrists ached where the zip ties had dug into her skin, and her legs felt like they could give out at any moment. But she couldn't stop. Not now. Not while Vanessa still had Michael trapped inside. Her breaths came in short, ragged gasps as she reached the sidewalk. She fumbled with her phone, her fingers trembling too much to dial properly. After what felt like an eternity, she managed to call 911. "This is Samantha Harrington," she whispered, her voice shaky. "I've been held hostage. Please, send someone to 438 Westfield Drive. My husband, he's still inside." The dispatcher's voice was calm, professional. "Stay on the line, ma'am. Officers are on their way." Samantha nodded, even though no one could see her. Her mind was racing. How had it come to this? What had Michael gotten them into? Her thoughts were interrupted by the sound of a door opening behind her. She froze, fear gripping her like a vice. Was Vanessa coming after her? She turned slowly, but it wasn't Vanessa. It was Michael, stepping out of the apartment. His face was pale, his shoulders slumped. He looked broken, like a man who had lost everything. "What are you doing out here?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper. "I called the police," Samantha said, her tone defiant despite the fear coursing through her. "She's not going to get away with this." Michael's eyes widened in panic. "Samantha, you can't." She'll what, Michael?" Samantha snapped, cutting him off. "She's already kidnapped me and threatened my life. What more could she do?" Michael opened his mouth to respond, but before he could say anything, Vanessa appeared in the doorway. Her expression was calm, but her eyes were wild. "Well, isn't this cozy?" she said, her voice laced with sarcasm. She stepped onto the sidewalk, her hands on her hips. "What's the plan, Samantha? You think the police are going to save you?" Samantha stood her ground. "They'll stop you. You're not going to get away with this." Vanessa laughed, the sound sharp and chilling. "Oh, sweetheart. You have no idea who you're dealing with. The web tightens." Michael stepped between them, his hands raised in a gesture of surrender. "Vanessa, please. Let her go. Let this end." Vanessa's smile faded. "It's not that simple, Michael. She doesn't get to just walk away. Not after everything you've done to me." "What I've done?" Michael asked, his voice incredulous. "You're the one who's been stalking us, threatening us." Vanessa's expression hardened. "You lied to me, Michael. You made me believe we had a future. And then you threw me away like I was nothing. You don't get to play the victim." Michael glanced at Samantha, who was staring at Vanessa with a mixture of anger and disbelief. He knew he had to act fast. The police would be here soon, but there was no telling what Vanessa might do before then. "Vanessa," Michael said, his tone softening. "You're right. I lied to you. I hurt you. But this isn't the answer." Vanessa's gaze flicked to him, her expression unreadable. For a moment, it seemed like she might listen. Then her eyes darkened, and she pulled a gun from the waistband of her jeans. Samantha gasped, taking a step back. Michael froze, his hand still raised. "Vanessa, no," he said, his voice trembling. "You don't want to do this." "I didn't want any of this," Vanessa snapped, her voice shaking with emotion. "But you didn't give me a choice." Suspenseful moment. The tension was unbearable. The three of them stood frozen, the only sound the distant wail of approaching sirens. "Vanessa," Michael said slowly, taking a small step forward. "Put the gun down. We can figure this out together." Vanessa's eyes darted between Michael and Samantha. Her grip on the gun tightened. "No," she said, her voice breaking. "It's too late for that." Before anyone could react, Vanessa raised the gun and pointed it at Samantha. "The police arrive." The flashing lights of police cars illuminated the street as officers jumped out, weapons drawn. "Drop the gun," one of them shouted. Vanessa hesitated, her breathing ragged. She glanced at Michael, then at Samantha, her expression a mixture of rage and despair. "Vanessa, please," Michael pleaded. "Don't do this." For a moment, time seemed to stand still. Then Vanessa let out a scream of frustration and threw the gun to the ground. The officers moved in quickly, cuffing her and leading her to one of the squad cars. As she was being taken away, Vanessa looked back at Michael, her eyes filled with tears. "This isn't over," she said softly. "You'll regret this, Michael. You'll regret everything." Aftermath. Samantha collapsed into Michael's arms, her body trembling. He held her tightly, his own hands shaking. "It's over," he whispered, more to himself than to her. But deep down, he knew the truth. This was far from over. Vanessa's grip on their lives wasn't something that could be undone with handcuffs and a jail cell. As the police car drove away, taking Vanessa into the night, Michael felt a chill run down his spine. He had won this battle, but the war was far from over. Chapter 7, The Reckoning. The house was silent, but it didn't feel peaceful. Samantha sat on the living room couch, staring blankly at a cup of untouched tea in her hands. Michael sat across from her, his elbows on his knees, his head in his hands. Neither had spoken for what felt like hours. The tension in the room was suffocating. Finally, Samantha broke the silence. "Why?" she asked, her voice low and trembling. Michael looked up, his face etched with guilt and exhaustion. "Samantha, I..." "No," she interrupted, her tone sharp now. "I don't want excuses. I want to know why. Why did you betray me? Why did you put our lives in danger for her?" Michael's shoulders sagged. He didn't have an answer. At least, not one that would satisfy her. "I don't know," he said quietly. "It just happened." Samantha let out a bitter laugh. "It just happened. Is that supposed to make me feel better?" She set the cup down and stood, pacing the room. "Do you have any idea what she did to me? What she could have done?" "I know," Michael said, his voice breaking. "And I'm so sorry, Samantha. I never wanted any of this. I was stupid and selfish and..." "And now she's in jail," Samantha said, cutting him off. "But for how long? What happens when she gets out? Do you really think she's just going to let us live happily ever after?" Michael had no response. He knew Samantha was right. Vanessa wasn't the type to let go. Even from behind bars, she would find a way to make their lives miserable. Police station, interrogation room. Vanessa sat across from Detective Rachel Torres, her expression calm and unbothered. Her hands were cuffed, but she sat with an air of confidence that didn't match her situation. "You're facing serious charges, Ms. Monroe," Torres said, flipping through a file. "Kidnapping, assault, illegal possession of a firearm. You're looking at a long time in prison." Vanessa smirked. "Is that supposed to scare me?" "No," Torres replied coolly. "But maybe this will." She slid a piece of paper across the table. It was a restraining order, signed by Michael and Samantha Harrington. Vanessa glanced at it, her smirk widening. "A piece of paper? How cute. Do they really think that's going to stop me?" Torres leaned forward, her eyes narrowing. "Listen to me, Vanessa. I've dealt with people like you before. You think you're untouchable, but you're not. You cross one more line, and I'll make sure you never see the light of day again." Vanessa's smile faltered, but only slightly. She leaned back in her chair, crossing her arms. "You don't scare me, Detective. And neither do the Harringtons. They'll get what's coming to them. You'll see." Michael and Samantha sat in bed, the weight of the day pressing down on them. Samantha had insisted on sleeping with the bedroom door locked, and Michael didn't argue. The house felt like a fortress now, every window and door double-checked before they turned in for the night. "I don't know if I can do this," Samantha said softly, breaking the silence. Michael turned to her. "Do what?" "Us," she said, her voice cracking. "How do I move past this, Michael? How do I trust you again after everything that's happened?" Michael reached for her hand, but she pulled away. The pain in her eyes was like a knife to his heart. "I'll do whatever it takes," he said, his voice earnest. "Therapy, counseling, anything. Just tell me what I need to do, Samantha. I can't lose you." Samantha looked at him, her expression unreadable. "You already did," she said quietly. Vanessa sat on the edge of her cot, her mind racing. The room was dark, but she didn't need light to see the vision playing in her head. Michael, Samantha, their perfect little life. They didn't deserve it. Her hand clenched into a fist. She wouldn't let them win. Not after everything they had taken from her. A guard walked past her cell, and Vanessa's lips curled into a smile. She had time. She had patience. And she had a plan. Michael and Samantha were trying to find some semblance of normalcy, but the strain was evident. Samantha had thrown herself into work, while Michael spent his days walking on eggshells, unsure of how to bridge the growing divide between them. One afternoon, Michael's phone buzzed. He picked it up hesitantly, his stomach dropping when he saw the number. It was a restricted call. He answered, his voice cautious. "Hello." There was silence on the other end, followed by a soft, familiar laugh. "Miss me, Michael?" His blood ran cold. "Vanessa," he whispered. "How are you calling me?" "Don't worry about that," Vanessa said, her tone light and mocking. "I just wanted to remind you that this isn't over. Not even close." Michael's hand tightened around the phone. "Stay away from us," he said through gritted teeth. "Oh, Michael," Vanessa said, her voice dripping with venom. "You know I can't do that. You made me a promise. And I always collect on promises." The line went dead. The tension builds. Michael stared at the phone, his heart racing. He looked up to find Samantha standing in the doorway, her arms crossed. "Who is that?" she asked, her tone icy. Michael hesitated. He knew he couldn't keep this from her. Not anymore. It was Vanessa, he admitted. Samantha's face paled. "How? She's supposed to be in prison. I don't know, Michael said, running a hand through his hair. But she's not going to stop, Samantha. Not until. Until what? Samantha asked, her voice rising. Until she destroys us? Because she's already halfway there, Michael. And I'm not sure if I can handle the rest. Michael took a step toward her, but she held up a hand, stopping him. I need some time, she said, her voice trembling. I need to think about what I want. About what we are. Samantha, Michael pleaded. But she was already walking away, leaving him alone with his guilt and the echo of Vanessa's chilling words. Chapter 8. Samantha's Strength. Samantha packed a small suitcase, her hands moving mechanically as she folded clothes and placed them neatly inside. She wasn't sure where she was going yet, just that she couldn't stay in the house, surrounded by memories of betrayal and danger. Michael's confession about Vanessa's call had been the final straw. Vanessa might be behind bars, but her presence still loomed over their lives like a shadow that wouldn't disappear. She zipped the suitcase shut and sat on the edge of the bed, her head in her hands. Her emotions were a tangled mess of anger, sadness, and confusion. She wanted to scream, to cry, to destroy something. But instead, she sat there in silence, trying to find clarity in the chaos. Michael sat on the couch, his head in his hands. He had watched Samantha retreat upstairs, suitcase in hand, and now he was left alone with his thoughts. The house felt emptier than ever, and the silence was unbearable. When Samantha reappeared, suitcase in tow, Michael stood quickly. Samantha, he said, his voice thick with desperation. Please don't do this. Don't leave. She stopped at the bottom of the stairs, her gaze steady and unwavering. I have to, she said simply. I need space, Michael. I need time to figure out what I want. Michael shook his head. I can't lose you, he said, his voice breaking. Please tell me what to do. I'll do anything. Samantha's expression softened slightly, but her resolve didn't waver. You need to figure yourself out first, Michael. You brought this chaos into our lives, and now you have to deal with the consequences. Alone. With that, she turned and walked out the door, leaving Michael standing in the empty house, his heart heavy with regret. Samantha checked into a small, nondescript motel on the edge of town. The room was clean but sparse, with a single bed and a worn desk. She dropped her suitcase on the floor and collapsed onto the bed, staring at the ceiling. For the first time in weeks, she felt like she could breathe. The weight of Michael's lies and Vanessa's threats was still there, but the distance gave her clarity. She wasn't running away. She was reclaiming her own sense of control. She pulled out her phone and hesitated for a moment before dialing a number. When the call connected, she heard the familiar voice of her best friend, Claire. Samantha? It's been ages. Are you okay? Claire asked, concern evident in her tone. No, Samantha admitted. I'm not okay, but I'm trying to fix it. Michael sat in his office, the glow of his laptop screen casting harsh shadows on his face. He had been scouring the internet for information on Vanessa's prison, trying to figure out how she had managed to call him. Every search led to the same conclusion. Vanessa was dangerous, resourceful, and obsessed. His phone buzzed, and he flinched, his heart pounding as he reached for it. The number was restricted again. He hesitated, his finger hovering over the screen, before answering. Michael. Vanessa's voice purred on the other end, sending a chill down his spine. Miss me yet? How are you doing this? Michael demanded, his voice trembling with anger. You're supposed to be in prison. Vanessa laughed softly. Oh, Michael. Prison isn't the end for someone like me. It's just a detour. What do you want? Michael asked, his grip tightening on the phone. I already told you, Vanessa said, her tone darkening. I want you. And if I can't have you, her voice trailed off, leaving the threat hanging in the air. Michael clenched his jaw. Leave Samantha alone. She has nothing to do with this. Oh, but she has everything to do with this, Vanessa replied. She's the one standing between us. And until she's gone, you'll never be mine. The line went dead, leaving Michael gripping the phone, his body trembling with fear and frustration. Samantha lay in bed, staring at the ceiling. Claire's voice echoed in her mind. You're stronger than you think, Sam. Don't let this destroy you. The words had struck a chord. For too long, Samantha had been reacting to Michael's choices, Vanessa's threats, and the chaos that had engulfed her life. But now, she realized she had the power to take control. She sat up, determination hardening her features. She pulled out her laptop and began researching Vanessa. If Vanessa wanted to play games, Samantha would be ready. She wouldn't be a victim anymore. Michael woke to the sound of his phone buzzing incessantly. He groaned, rubbing his eyes, and reached for it. The screen was filled with notifications, missed calls, texts, and emails, all from unknown numbers. He opened the first text. "You can't escape me, Michael." The next one read, "Tick-tock." Michael's chest tightened as he scrolled through the messages, each one more menacing than the last. Vanessa was taunting him, reminding him that she still had control. Samantha sat at the desk, her laptop open in front of her. She had spent the entire night piecing together Vanessa's history, connecting the dots between her obsessive behavior and her actions. What she found was both horrifying and empowering. Vanessa had a pattern. Michael wasn't the first man she had fixated on, and Samantha doubted he would be the last. But in every case, Vanessa's victims had made the same mistake. They underestimated her. Samantha wouldn't make that mistake. She closed her laptop and leaned back in the chair, her mind racing. If Vanessa wanted a fight, Samantha was ready. The storm brews. As the day wore on, both Michael and Samantha prepared for the next phase of their battle with Vanessa. For Michael, it was about protecting Samantha and trying to salvage what remained of their relationship. For Samantha, it was about reclaiming her life and putting an end to Vanessa's reign of terror. And for Vanessa, watching from the shadows, it was about one thing, making them both pay. Chapter 9, The Trap. The darkness outside Michael's home felt alive, pressing against the windows like an unwelcome guest. He sat in the living room, staring blankly at his phone. Another restricted call had come earlier, but this time he hadn't answered. He couldn't handle Vanessa's games anymore, not tonight. But ignoring her didn't bring peace. Every creak of the house, every faint rustle of leaves outside, made his heart pound. Samantha was gone, and even though she had left of her own accord, he couldn't shake the feeling that she was in danger. Vanessa had promised to destroy them, and Michael had no reason to doubt her. Samantha sat on the bed, her laptop glowing softly on the desk nearby. The research she had gathered on Vanessa was alarming: restraining orders, workplace harassment, multiple affairs with married men. But what terrified Samantha most was the pattern. Vanessa always escalated. And the men she fixated on always paid the price. She tapped her fingers on the bedspread, her mind racing. She couldn't wait for Vanessa to strike again. She had to take action. Her phone buzzed, pulling her from her thoughts. It was Claire. "Samantha, are you okay?" Claire asked, her voice tinged with worry. "I'm fine," Samantha said, though her tone didn't match her words. Claire hesitated. "I've been thinking about what you told me. This woman, Vanessa, she's dangerous. You shouldn't be doing this alone." Samantha exhaled, leaning back against the headboard. "I don't have much of a choice, Claire. Michael brought this into my life, but he can't fix it. He's too close to her. She'll manipulate him again, and I can't let that happen." Claire's voice softened. "You need to be careful, Sam. Don't let your anger cloud your judgment." Samantha smiled faintly, though her heart was heavy. "I'll be careful. I promise." But even as she said the words, she knew she couldn't guarantee them. Vanessa sat on the small cot, her legs crossed and her face calm. A guard approached, opening the door. "You've got a visitor," he said, gesturing for her to follow. Vanessa stood, smoothing her prison-issued jumpsuit, and walked into the small visiting room. On the other side of the glass sat a man, tall, with sharp features and a cold gaze. "Hello, Darren," Vanessa said, her voice dripping with false sweetness. "Vanessa," he replied, his tone curt. "Why am I here?" Vanessa leaned forward, her smile sharp. "Because I need a favor. And you owe me." Darren's jaw tightened. "I don't owe you anything." "Oh, but you do," Vanessa said, her eyes gleaming. "Remember that little incident with your boss's wife? The one I helped you cover up? I'd hate for the police to find out about that." Darren's expression darkened, but he didn't respond. "I need you to send a message for me," Vanessa continued. "To Michael Harrington. Make it clear that I'm not done with him. And make it hurt." Michael jolted awake to the sound of shattering glass. For a moment, he was disoriented, his heart racing as he tried to process what was happening. Then he heard the sound of footsteps. He grabbed the baseball bat he kept by the couch and crept toward the source of the noise. In the kitchen, the window above the sink was shattered, glass shards glittering on the floor. A brick lay amidst the debris, a folded piece of paper tied to it with string. Michael's hands shook as he untied the paper and unfolded it. Scrawled across the page in thick, black marker were the words, "You can't hide from me." His breath came in shallow gasps as he scanned the kitchen, his eyes darting to every shadow. He felt exposed, vulnerable, and utterly powerless. Samantha's phone buzzed with a notification. It was an email from an unknown address. The subject line read, "A gift for you." Her stomach churned as she opened the email. Attached was a photo of herself, taken earlier that day as she walked into the motel. Samantha's heart raced. Vanessa had found her. She quickly forwarded the email to Claire, along with a message. "She knows where I am. I need help." Then she began packing her belongings, her movements frantic. She couldn't stay here. She had to move before Vanessa struck again. Vanessa leaned back in her chair, a satisfied smirk on her face. Darren sat across from her, his expression grim. "It's done," he said. "Your little message has been delivered." Vanessa's smile widened. "Good. Michael needs to understand that I'm always watching." Darren hesitated, his gaze hardening. "This is the last time I help you, Vanessa. You're playing a dangerous game." Vanessa's laughter was soft and chilling. "Oh, Darren, the game isn't dangerous for me. It's dangerous for them." Michael sat at the kitchen table, the note in front of him. He couldn't call the police. Vanessa was in prison, and they'd never believe she had orchestrated this. Instead, he picked up his phone and called Samantha. "Samantha," he said as soon as she answered. "Vanessa's escalating. We need to figure this out together." "I know," Samantha said, her voice trembling. "She sent me a photo, Michael. She knows where I am." Michael's heart sank. "Where are you?" Samantha hesitated, then sighed. "A motel on the edge of town. Room 12. "I'm coming to you," Michael said, grabbing his car keys. "We'll figure this out. Together." Samantha didn't respond immediately. "Okay," she said finally. "But hurry. I don't feel safe." As Michael rushed out the door, neither of them realized that Vanessa's trap was already in motion. Chapter 10, The Final Act. The drive to the motel felt like an eternity. Michael gripped the steering wheel tightly, his mind racing as the night stretched on around him. Samantha's words echoed in his head, "She knows where I am." He couldn't let Vanessa win. Not again. As he pulled into the gravel parking lot of the motel, his headlights swept across the row of doors, illuminating the faded numbers. He spotted room 12 at the far end. His chest tightened as he parked and climbed out, scanning the area for any sign of danger. The night was unnervingly quiet. Samantha sat in the corner of the room, her suitcase packed and ready by the door. Her laptop was shut, her phone clutched tightly in her hand. She had locked the door and checked the windows twice, but the unease gnawing at her wouldn't subside. A knock on the door made her jump. She froze, her heart racing. "Samantha," Michael's voice called from the other side. "It's me." She exhaled in relief and quickly unlocked the door, letting him in. Michael stepped inside, his face pale and drawn. "Are you okay?" he asked, his eyes scanning the room. "For now," Samantha said, her voice tense. "But I don't feel safe here. Vanessa, she's everywhere, Michael. Even from prison." Michael nodded, his jaw tight. "I know. She left me a message, too." Samantha's eyes widened. "What kind of message?" He hesitated, then pulled the crumpled note from his pocket and handed it to her. Samantha read the scrawled words, her face growing paler with each passing second. "She's not going to stop, is she?" Samantha whispered. "No," Michael said quietly. "She won't." A car idled in the shadows, its headlights off. Inside, Darren sat behind the wheel, his gaze fixed on room 12. He reached for his phone and sent a single text, "They're together." "What now?" Moments later, his phone buzzed with a reply. It was from Vanessa. "Make them regret it." Darren sighed, his jaw clenching. He didn't want to be here, but Vanessa had left him no choice. He pulled a crowbar from the passenger seat, stepped out of the car, and walked toward the room. Michael and Samantha were arguing quietly when they heard the faint sound of footsteps outside. Michael immediately tensed, motioning for Samantha to stay quiet. He grabbed a heavy lamp from the bedside table, holding it like a weapon. The footsteps stopped just outside the door. Then, with a deafening crash, the door was kicked open. Darren stood in the doorway, the crowbar raised in his hand. Michael didn't hesitate. He swung the lamp, catching Darren off guard and knocking him back a step. Samantha screamed, scrambling to the far side of the room. Darren recovered quickly, his face twisting in anger. He lunged at Michael, swinging the crowbar. Michael dodged, the metal scraping against the wall as he ducked. "Who are you?" Michael shouted, his voice raw with panic. Darren didn't answer. He swung again, forcing Michael to backpedal. The fight. Samantha grabbed a chair and hurled it at Darren, buying Michael a moment to grab the crowbar. The two men grappled, the weapon clattering to the floor as they struggled. "You don't have to do this." Michael shouted, his voice strained as he fought to overpower Darren. I don't have a choice, Darren spat. She'll destroy me if I don't. Michael managed to shove Darren back, sending him crashing into the dresser. The crowbar lay between them, and both men dove for it. Michael reached it first. He stood, brandishing the weapon as Darren backed away, his hands raised. It's over, Michael said, his chest heaving. Get out of here. Darren hesitated, then bolted, disappearing into the night. The final call. Michael locked the broken door and turned to Samantha, who was shaking but unharmed. This is insane, Samantha said, her voice trembling. We can't keep running from her, Michael. We have to end this. Michael nodded, his jaw tightening. He pulled out his phone and dialed the number Vanessa had called him from earlier. She answered on the first ring. Michael, Vanessa purred. Did you miss me? This ends now, Vanessa, Michael said, his voice steady but filled with anger. You've done enough. Leave us alone. Vanessa laughed, the sound cold and mocking. You think you're in control, Michael? That you can just tell me to stop and I'll listen? You don't understand who you're dealing with. Neither do you, Samantha said, snatching the phone from Michael. Vanessa's laughter stopped abruptly. Well, well, the little wife speaks. You're pathetic, Samantha said, her voice sharp and unyielding. Hiding behind other people to do your dirty work. You think you're in control, but you're not. You're just a scared little girl who can't handle rejection. Vanessa's silence was deafening. I'm done being afraid of you, Samantha continued. You don't control me. You don't control Michael. You're nothing. Vanessa's voice was ice. You'll regret that, Samantha. No, Samantha said firmly. You will. She ended the call and handed the phone back to Michael. The aftermath. Michael stared at Samantha, stunned. What if she? She won't, Samantha said, cutting him off. We're taking this to the police. No more running, no more hiding. She's not going to win. Michael nodded, hope flickering in his chest for the first time in weeks. Vanessa sat on her cot, the phone call still ringing in her ears. Her hands clenched into fists, her nails digging into her palms. Samantha's words had struck a nerve, but Vanessa wasn't finished. Not yet. This isn't over, she whispered to herself. EXT Motel Dawn. As the sun rose, Michael and Samantha stood outside the motel, their bags packed. They didn't know what the future held, but they knew one thing. They were done being victims. As they drove away, leaving the motel and Vanessa behind, they felt the weight of their ordeal begin to lift. But in the distance, hidden in the shadows, Darren watched them go. His phone buzzed with a new message from Vanessa. Follow them. The war wasn't over yet.